Blog Talk Radio.
I apologize for that. So I want to get some news in. We've been doing mostly, we've been doing mostly tarot readings, which is good. I'm good with that, but I really have not been paying attention, and a lot of us are really not paying attention. So we begin with a women's rights are very under attack. So under attack right now. And if you're tired of hearing it, well, so am I. But as I was busy doing things, getting the tarot readings in and helping people out, lots of things have been missed. So, as I've been busy, so has everything else. So, you know, they put that lady in quick as fuck, very unconstitutionally, if that's a word, before they even put out a stimulus, which everyone needs. Although, we'll get to that too in a second. Don't let me trail off. There's so much. Reproductive rights are at stake. If you're a man, guess what? You don't want kids? That's fine. You can get a vasectomy. You can also reverse it. Guess what? We can't do it easily like y'all can. I know someone who has a vasectomy and he's very happy. So, we have to take these pills. And that's if you can get a doctor to take them. That's if you can get insurance to pay for it because they're not cheap. I personally have lupus. So, when I take them, it affects me very negatively. It makes my hormones worse because I already have so many. So it doesn't really help me at all, and it hurts. So I can't take it. So my only safety would be if I'm with my partner and we don't practice as safely as we would normally. I would expect, because I use a calendar, I would expect to be able to go by a plan B the day of ovulation. Simple. Done. No baby, no egg, no meeting of the egg, because it kills the egg. Simple. Done. That doesn't kill anybody. That's not even an abortion. That's like not even a blighted ovum, because that's all an egg is. Before, when the egg meets the sperm, it starts dividing into cells. And then it starts forming a child after a while. I'm not all for killing kids, but even in the Bible it says conception, life begins at first breath. Now, I don't agree with aborting when that baby, like, is big enough to really feel this pain, personally, but there's a lot of reasons that women have to terminate their pregnancies medically, and it's not our fucking business. But think about those women who don't have access to birth control. They can't get it. They got plan B. Plan B, you can buy at the store now. No questions asked. Just get your plan B. That is your business. That is not the government's business. That is between you and whatever entities that you acknowledge. And you and your partner or whoever. It's your business. Now, for those of you who are thinking about stocking up on the morning after pill because of the news out there that the lady they pushed in, she's gonna make it to where basically if you get an abortion or try to, you'll go to jail if you have a miscarriage. It's not your fucking fault if you have a miscarriage anyway, unless you hurt yourself on purpose. You go to jail. No birth control. No access to safe contraceptives. And your job gets to tell you they don't pay for it due to their religious reasons. I'm sorry, no. That's why we have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This country. Oh yeah, I got a joke for you. While we go into this, before I trail off completely, name something that people think is Christian, but isn't. Pick me. I know. America. Sure. I would hit my applause button, but it takes a lot of work due to the amount of hacking that we went to and them completely DOSing everything, so I lost my little machine. So bear with me. We'll get there. Right now there's a lot of battles to be fought. But while we're busy at home fighting our own battles, this is what's going on around us. Now, reproductive rights are undeniably under attack, and in the last 2 years, a number of states have introduced legislation aimed at tightening restrictions on access to abortion and even contraceptive coverage mandated by the Affordable Care Act. It has been undermined. Now, with the presidential election looming and the Supreme Court seat up for grabs, some Americans were wondering whether to stock up on the morning after pill, because they're worried about the future of abortion rights or even that emergency contraception could be next. 9 states already allow pharmacists to refuse to dispense emergency contraception, and 2 states have laws excluding it from the ACA's contraceptive coverage. Now, that's the, 1 second, on the radio. Sorry, guys. Let's see. Where the fuck was I? Thank you. So that's already 9 states. That's disgusting. Now, regardless of the politics, it is unlikely that birth control or the morning after pill will be banned from any state in the U.S. Now, this was said by Heather Irobunda, MD, a board-certified OBGYN in New York City, who told the writers of this article, Pop Sugar, that, however, there may be restrictions in certain states that may make it difficult for women to obtain them. So should you be taking steps to ensure you're covered? With so much uncertainty surrounding reproductive rights, there's been a buzz about stockpiling Plan B. While it isn't the only form of emergency contraception, but Plan B is one of the most accessible. It and other progestin-only morning after pills are available over-the-counter without a prescription. Anyone at any age can buy these pills without a parent's consent. This is called control of your body. Now, I do not... Oh, my God, I have a daughter. I have a daughter. I wanted a boy! Okay, still love her, but she kind of does act a little bit boyish at times. So, you know, whatever. If she decides she's a boy later, I'll support that. But she has a vagina, and she's autistic and also about 2 years behind cognitively, like how she understands things. So my worst fear is that my daughter is, God forbid, extracurricular activities, many of them. I need to work 5 jobs immediately. You know, keep her busy, so she can learn books before boys. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm afraid that somebody is going to manipulate her. She's not going to understand. She's going to make a decision that she don't understand. Like, I will make sure she will always be able to tell me whatever, and I'll be behind her, stand behind her. But I do not condone young children or young women having sex. Like, no. But if they do, and that boy tricks them into not using a condom, it's that girl's choice. It's her fucking body, her choice. She shouldn't have to be punished with a baby that this kid will probably not even want to acknowledge? And then what about what happens when her parents find out? It's just so much. So I feel that this is something I could be okay with because it should be accessible to any person. What if you get raped? Being raped sucks. And then the red tape and the bullshit and everything that goes on, you have to live with that the rest of your life. And then if you get pregnant, like, come on. Pro-life, right? Now, it's not a bad idea to keep at hand, but the sooner you take it, the more effective it is. It's not a bad idea to also calculate your period on a calendar so that way you know, because you don't want to miss and get your ovulation. But the best thing to do if you are not on birth control, you missed your birth control, you've had an accident, take it as soon as possible. But it works up to, they say you should take it within 3 days. 3.5, 4 days is what I would say, the latest you can wait. But it is good to calculate your period. So look into that. They have apps if you don't have it. Very, very good to have. Now, it's not necessary to run to the pharmacy right now, and any restrictions on contraception that may result from conservative majority in office or on the bench won't take effect immediately. But now, Dr. Orubunda, what a name, recommends waiting to see how the laws may change before assessing whether it's worth buying the morning after pill in bulk. She noted that it's perfectly safe to pick up the morning after pill and keep it at home as long as you don't take any expired products. If the morning after pill is expired, it will be less effective and may not successfully prevent pregnancy. Now, emergency contraceptives can be good up to 5 years, but according to the mail order prescription company, NERC, the expiration date is based on the manufacturer date, not the date the pill was purchased. So make sure to check the expiration date or ask the pharmacist or physician if you're concerned that pill may be expired. You might want to, before stocking up on that, look into that for sure. What a terrible thing that would be. Buy up all the Plan Bs that you possibly can, and then all of them be bad. Oh. So make sure when you look at such an important issue as conception, as a conception which is involved in this, it's recommended strictly following the expiration date advisories. Now, this is Felice Gersh, which is an MD, who's an MD at an OBGYN and an author and founder of the Integrative Medical Group of Irvine. And because of this, she suggests keeping only 3 or 4 packs of the pill at a time. You don't want to buy so many that you're unlikely to use them before they expire. The morning after pill should only be taken in case of emergency. It is not a pill that likes a birth control. Don't take it every day. It will not be good for you. Now, it can cost up to $50 wherever you buy it. However, it's possible that you may have trouble purchasing this pill due to inconsistent policies at individual stores. And if you can't get the morning after pill close to home, there are other options. Mail order services make it easier for women from all over the U.S., especially in areas where it may be more difficult to get the morning after pill, to have access to it. I've seen ads on the computer for that. Now, NERCS is a mail order pharmacy that provides birth control, Plan B, and other reproductive health services, while Bedsider, which is another place, can help you find a medical provider if you need one. So all good things to remember. And also, did anyone notice this whole time, we have been intercepting all kinds of Russian boats, planes, jet fighters, all that shit. Now they had a spy plane spotted over the Midwest. So normal. Russian Tupolev Tu-154 was spotted flying across the Midwestern U.S. this week. Let's see, and that was in August. I'm trying to find the one where it was in December, because I'm being told about it now, like it was so new. It was in October, I want to say. Yep, this is so normal. This happens all the time. Like, this happens so much that I can't even get the fucking right date to pull up that I want. Oh, wow. Anyway, so we're just going to just know that Russia's constantly coming over here and doing stuff, and they're hacking all kinds of people. People are losing their asses left to right. Oh, yeah, by the way, SunTrust will not protect your money. You will be hacked, and they will fucking not care. So they take your money, and it just, like, disappears. It's crazy. So I'm just going to put that out there for you. Now, democracy is under threat, and the GOP, they're silent as fuck. Trump's getting mad at his buddies because they are congratulating Biden on his way out because he is an unscrupulous, childish baby man with tiny hands and a mushroom dick and an awful heart. Kids in cages is bad, okay? I just, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just not a racist piece of shit, and I hate this motherfucker. And he has done so many horrible things, crimes against humanity, and it just keeps growing. He should be charged with every fucking death from this pandemic. So let's just do a rundown, because we already know that Trump's a piece of shit. And we already know we lost Miss Bader Ginsburg. And how they pushed that lady in. Oh, man. It's just so much. The deaths from COVID-19 would be very low if you just didn't count those who had died in blue states. That's a very inaccurate and very, very alarming coming from someone whose title is President of the United States. He said he would give himself an A+ for his handling of the pandemic and that he saved millions of lives. He said that November 3rd election, the result will never be accurately determined, and that Democratic governors may somehow steal ballots rather than let them be counted. He said that climate change was non-existent and also that it would just get cooler. You just watch. When he told that science does not agree with him, he said that science is wrong. I don't think science knows, actually. That's exactly... I hate you. He touted a super-duper secret hypersonic missile that the Pentagon is going to deploy, which may or may not be a new hypersonic missile. He retweeted a GIF calling his Democratic opponent Joe Biden a pedophile. He retweeted a video that made it look though Biden had played a song called Fuck the Police at the campaign event, which needless to say, he did not. He told the Fox News host Jeanine Pirro that Biden was on performance-enhancing drugs of some kind. I think there's probably possibly drugs involved. You mean like you Adderall snorting twit? You're such a fucking cum stain. I hate you. And then he elaborated on his theory during a campaign rally full of unmasked supporters. Don't underestimate him, Trump told them. Look, he's been doing this for 47 years. I got a debate coming up with this guy. No, it's true. You never know. You never just fucking God, just shut up. He compared himself to Winston Churchill. To Abraham Lincoln. He said Democrats are planning to destroy suburbia. He put Senator Cory Booker in charge of it. He even said that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's last wish is relayed by her granddaughter that her Supreme Court seat not be filled by Trump was a fabrication cooked up by Democratic opponents. And the list just goes on. He's a fucking asshole piece of shit. We got fucking people called the Proud Boys wearing shirts called, let me pull it up here. I know I saved that shit. 3 million Jews wasn't enough. We've got people breaking into the Capitol, storming the place, calling themselves fucking patriots. I'm sorry, what? Black Lives Matter is a what? This is stupid. Y'all are just, this is just the most white supremacy fucking card bullshit. White privilege. Now, moving on, I have a little thing I wanted to share. Now, nurses lose their jobs for having an OnlyFans to make ends meet because they're being so underpaid, but no one will bat an eyelid when firemen doing shirtless calendars to raise extra income for the same reason. In case anyone was wondering, this is, I got Dean Balsamini here, the New York Post reporter who doxed a 23-year-old EMT for having an OnlyFans account, despite her begging him not to publish a story, after he snooped around on her anyway. Aside from trying to make ends meet as an EMT with an OnlyFans gig on the side, she also was working as a part-time restaurant host during a pandemic. This piece of shit reporter went behind her back and informed her employer all about her OnlyFans gig. Dean Balsamini and Susan Elderman disregarded the ethics of journalism and published the story as well as the EMT's name without permission anyway, resulting in a maelstrom of heartache and stress for the 23-year-old EMT who has since received death threats and has lived in fear of losing her job during a pandemic. Now, let's let Mr. Balsamini, he's got the stupidest fucking name. Let's let him know how we all feel. It's D-B-A-L-S-A-M-I-N-I at nypost.com. I will be doxing him with emails myself from my radio show. And a reminder to everyone that outing a sex worker is an act of violence as long as we are still fighting for decrim. My heart goes out to this woman in this horrendous time, especially on today, December 17th, the International Day to End Violence Against Sex Workers. Now, I got these from the unofficial captain, and I wanted to share some other things with y'all that pisses me off. If you heard the show, I don't think I did a video with this one. I dropped a lot. I was very pissed. There is a list. I have a list on my platform there that is of Democrats and Republicans who have sexually assaulted kids, have been charged with sex trafficking, et cetera, et cetera, and have still kept their jobs and didn't serve time or did very little time. You know, people get more for pot than people who do kidnapping and shit. Moving on. Nathan Larson, 40, who admitted to being a pedophilia advocate during a 2018 campaign run, was allegedly caught trying to transport the girl across the country. Ah, and he's from Virginia. Now, he's been arrested for allegedly kidnapping a 12-year-old girl and transporting her across the country for sex. He was taken into custody at the Denver airport last week after allegedly attempting to fly with the child from her home in California to his home in Virginia while she was disguised with a wig. Larson's alleged scheme was thwarted after the child was reported missing by her parents that same morning. An ensuing investigation revealed she may have been coerced into running away with an older man, later identified as Larson, who she met on social media. In mid-October, the Fresno County Sheriff's Office reported what? Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Go out of here. No. During this investigation, detectives uncovered Nathan Larson has a deeply disturbed background. He is a white supremacist and a well-known advocate for pedophilia. This is a man who runs a website which encourages the raping of children and sharing of naked photos and video of children being raped. What the fuck? Authorities said Larson had convinced the girl through manipulation and grooming to send him pornographic images of herself over the last 2 months. Then, on the morning of December 14th, around 2 a.m., he convinced the girl to sneak out of her Fresno home and travel to an airport with him in a rideshare vehicle. Once at the airport, authorities said Larson instructed the child to wear a rig and altered her appearance and to pretend that she was disabled and unable to speak, to ensure that she would not speak with anyone as they boarded a plane to Washington, D.C. What the fuck? Investigators determined Larson's travel itinerary and during the flight's layover in Denver located him with the girl and placed him under arrest. The child was uninjured and arrangements were made to have her reunited with her family. Fucking booked into the Denver County Jail on a misdemeanor charge of harboring a minor. He faces additional felony charges for kidnapping child abduction. That's better. Child abduction, soliciting child pornography from a minor, and meeting a child for an intention of sex. A search warrant was carried out at his Virginia home, and electronic devices were taken into custody. His father, 69-year-old Arthur Larson, allegedly assaulted a Homeland Security Investigation agent, leading to his arrest on assault and battery charges. There may be other victims and out there and have employed parents to monitor their children's internet usage. I can't talk about this anymore. Oh, my God. When does it stop? But Black Lives Matter is really bad, though, right? Like, what the fuck? I can't finish that. I can't. Anyway. Moving on. Let me get over that for 1 second. Okay. I want to share something I just found out. So, the rare Christmas star that is so talked about is actually the rare great conjunction between Jupiter and Saturn, which is set to take center stage in our night. The last time the two planets have been visibly this close in our night sky was about 800 years ago. Because of the planets will be so close together near Christmas, it's being dubbed the Christmas star by some. The two gas giants will be separated by only 1 degree. To the naked eye, it will appear as two distinguishable separate points rather than one star. But it does depend on one's eyesight and the atmospheric conditions. When do we see it? On December 21st, which is fucking tonight, southwest sky, 30 minutes after sunset, the planets will gradually get lower in the sky as the evening progresses, so the earlier the better. You do not need a telescope or binoculars to see, they will enhance the viewing experience. So cool! Also, more stuff. So let's get to that really quick. Yay, we're doing things. On that note, before I get to our forecast, I know I saved these. So I hope everyone's doing good. I'm making it. All right. So, here to remind you, while we're out here struggling, a lot of us don't have jobs. A lot of us can't find jobs. A lot of us are losing family members. Kanye West received between $2 million and $5 million. Joel Osteen got $4.4 million. Tom Brady, $960,855. Members of Congress are being paid $130,000 to spend 9 months arguing about whether you deserve $600. And I found something interesting. C.G. Jung, stated that at the birth of Christ, Saturn, the maleficent god, and Jupiter, the beneficent god, were so near to each other that they were almost one star. That is the Star of Bethlehem. When the new self, Christ was born. Now, this was when Carl Jung speaking interviews and encounters, and this is on pages 156 to 163. If you're interested, check that out. And then, now GOP Senator Ron Johnson blocks bill to provide $1,200 stimulus checks. But we have a better title from the Public Citizen. Alternative title, Senator worth $39 million blocks survival checks for people in need. Sounds about right. Since this got sent in, this meme here, teachers, like, why the fuck would you let someone whose decisions led them to a $30,000 to $40,000 career teach your kid how to be successful. And we have a commenter on here. As I see it, this comment can only have come from one of three places. Trolling, in which case, grow the fuck up. Two, attempted ironic stupidity, which is indistinguishable from actual stupidity. An absolute dog shit worldview where success is measured in dollars. Therefore, fuck teachers, social workers, EMTs, police, firefighters, pilots, and anyone else who is underpaid for doing something they love. Also, it's whose, W-H-O-S-E, not whose, W-H-O apostrophe S, but fuck teachers, right? That's a good one. Thank you for sending me memes, guys. Keep sending them. It makes me happy. I love reading your emails. That's why I came off the show today, because getting emails from y'all, so thanks for writing. This one from AOC. They also have demanded school hospital and mass transit funding, a.k.a. state and local, and Republicans have treated that as a deal breaker. Yes, teacher salaries and funding school safety measures for safe reopening are a deal breaker for the GOP. Mitch McConnell is a bitch, turtle man, and is a traitor to this country. He got his vaccine after willfully failing to protect us from COVID-19. That's obscene. But he's continuing to block aid to Americans that would help them survive the catastrophes his party created, and it is unconscionable. Remember, guys, tonight, Sunday, December 21st, we can see both. And on December 20th, Jupiter entered Aquarius, thus ending 1 year of limited growth and suspended good luck. Now things change. Jupiter in Aquarius will bring a sense of global humanism. This world is about to change. Great news for Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. That's nice. Now, what Saturn stole from you the last 3 years, from December 21st, 2017 to December 18th, 2020. Aries, career troubles and challenges. Taurus, lost focus on your destiny. Gemini, tough and shocking situations. Cancer, breakups and legal issues. Leo, possible health issues and everyday life. Virgo, loss of joy and satisfaction. Sadness. Libra, no peace at home, troubles with family. Scorpio, lack of understanding from others. Sagittarius, troubled money flow. Capricorn, responsibilities burdened your heart. Aquarius, heavy emotions, sadness, nightmares. Pisces, wounded social status, loss of friends. And our last sent in from, is that Mikhail Gillette? From his tweet, I don't wear a mask because I don't care if people die from disease. I don't support relief money in a pandemic because I don't care if people starve. I don't support national health care because I don't care if people die from preventable illness. I call myself pro-life. Yeah, I could see that. Pro-lifers really don't give a shit about life. And Marco Rubio, I want to give a shout-out to you. You're a piece of shit. He was like, Biden talks about unity and healing, but you want to know what they really think? Read how the person he wants as the next White House Deputy Chief of Staff called Republicans in Congress a bunch of fuckers. I agree. And, of course, the Queen of Burns. Marco Rubio, you stood by in total silence when your GOP colleague called a congresswoman a fucking bitch on the Capitol steps in front of press. You weren't big enough to speak then. You don't get to sob now. By the way, that is the right word for those who fleece and scam working families. She's fucking awesome. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. She's amazing. She's amazing. Oh, I do have one more. Thanks, guys, for mailing me. Someone's listening right now because they just mailed me. Catherine Valenti? Jeannie, you have three wishes. Me. I make Mitch McConnell a real turtle and leave him in a dry kiddie pool in rural Kentucky on the hottest day of summer, and his owner is Sid from Toy Story. Jeannie, okay, that one's on me. You still have three wishes. That's the best. Y'all are awesome. Keep sending them. I love it. All right. So, whilst we have time, let me check and make sure that no one's sitting on the line now. I'm having to use a phone that... It really sucks. This phone sucks. Okay, good. There's no one sitting there. Awesome! Okay. Let's see if I have any more. Yeah. Let's see. Nice. Trump has lost this election so many times, he must suffer from electoral dysfunction. A tweet from @ohnoshetweetin. All right, we'll have to do that. We'll have to go check her out. All right. Who's this? Let's see. A perfect illusion. This is actually a real economic concept called the velocity of money. Let's say you get paid $10. You use that $10 to buy lunch from a street vendor. Then the street vendor uses that $10 to take a taxi home. Then the taxi driver uses that $10 to pay his babysitter. The next babysitter uses that $10 to buy groceries, etc. That one $10 bill produced $50 of economic value. This is really good for the economy, and why it's bad to give rich people more and more money, because all rich people do is hoard it. They don't stimulate the economy multiple times over with it. The buck stops with the 1%, literally. I think those were all good little points. I don't see... Okay, one more. I have one more email. Okay, it's an election scoreboard. Georgia officials, Trump lost. Pennsylvania officials, Trump lost. Michigan officials, Trump lost. Arizona officials, Trump lost. Wisconsin officials, Trump lost. Republican governors, Trump lost. State judges, Trump lost. Federal judges, Trump lost. U.S. Supreme Court today, unanimously, Trump lost. And yet, 88% of Republicans in Congress still refuse to admit Biden beat Trump. And this is absurd. And this is from Ro Khanna, Democrat for Congress. All right. Now that we have done that part, let's get to some stuff. And I need a drink of water. This is killing me. Okay. There it goes. Yay, water. Oh, yes. By the way, the tree that I had planted in honor of my uncle is being planted, I believe it said, in Michigan. And it's going to not only save the trees because they need to be replanted from the fires that they had, Let me pull it up so I'm accurate. I want to say it's Michigan. I know it's going to save the warbler. Worst phone ever. All right. Memorial tree planting. I got my email. Damn it to hell. Give me. My tree has been planted. Thank you for your order you placed through Tribute Store in memory of Jerry Blair. This email is to let you know that your tree has been planted in Crawford County, Michigan, as part of the Kirtland's Warbler Recovery Project. This project is led by American Forests and the Michigan Department of Natural Resources, aims to plant 1.8 million jack pine seedlings in 2020 to restore its habitat for the rare Kirtland's warbler. Kirtland's warblers are uniquely picky. They prefer jack pines between 5 and 20 years old that sit on grayling sand with upwards of 1.5 acres available. Because of wildfire suppression, these young trees have diminished. With them, the warbler's territory. How can they even know that they like one tree? Well, I guess obviously sitting out there watching them for months, Jesus. But thanks to you, we're one step closer to saving this bird, which was recently delisted from the Endangered Species Act after being on the list since 1967. It is the first songbird ever delisted. Thank you again for your purchase in honor of Jerry Blair. It's going to be a big jack pine. Moving on. All right, let's get to our forecast, especially with everything going on. I don't even know when's the last time we did a thing, so I'll just go back as usual and do a recap. December 17th, 20th to 26th, 21st. Okay, so we did the new moon solar eclipse already. Okay. Okay, that was the last time I did one. All right, so we had the first quarter moon, which occurs today. At 6:41 p.m., almost time. A first quarter moon occurs when the sun is in Capricorn, forming a square with the moon in Aries. There is a crisis theme surrounding any quarter moon phase, as we feel compelled to take action, shortly after we become aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. Whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground, and it may face its first obstacles. This phase of the moon occurs at 0 degrees and 35 minutes of Aries, square at the sun at 0 degrees and 35 minutes of Capricorn, affecting people born with personal planets and points at approximately 0 to 3 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. Fuck my life. And 29 to 30 degrees of immutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces most significantly. What? Mommy's almost done. Shut the door. Now, I will recap for you that we did have a solar eclipse and a new moon, which occurred in the sign of Sag, the third eclipse to fall along the Gemini-Sag axis, but the first solar eclipse. They have the power to set up themes for the coming 6 months in the Jupiter-ruled sign of Sagittarius. Matters related to faith, optimism, belief system, philosophy, sharing ideas, and our sense of adventure becoming a strong focus of personal level. This eclipse is about new beginnings regarding all of these matters. Occurring in Sagittarius, we are called upon to increase our understanding and awareness of the world around us, muster up the courage to expand our horizons and branch out into new ways of thinking, gain more confidence and optimism by focusing on the big picture, transcend the details of mundane existence, work on positive thinking as a way of life, take an exam, apply for or begin a new higher learning course, or travel. Nurture faith, hope, and vision, being careful to moderate our expectations. We can too easily get lost in the detail of mundane existence. With this potent Sagittarius energy, we might discover ways to transcend these details of day-to-day life and nurture our faith, hope, and vision, because Sag thinks in big terms. We may have a tendency to overdo our expectations or to assert ourselves too blindly, although it's time and trine to Mars. Sorry, my phone is cracked. It looks like it said time. The trine to Mars, although, helps us assert ourselves with enthusiasm. Fantastic. It's time to be a little more adventurous and to set the stage for reaping the rewards from our braveries, as little or as big as they may be. We should try to avoid jumping to conclusions and asserting ourselves without considering others' feelings and reactions. There's a big difference between asserting ourselves from a place of healthy confidence and asserting ourselves brashly and blindly, which can give us a false sense of confidence or bravery when doing so. Respectfully is best. With this energy, we have the chance to make important changes in our lives that will benefit us well beyond this moon cycle. For some of us, circumstances are such that we need to pay more attention to these matters. It's a time when we can focus on the sum of the constructive traits of the sign of the Archer. Optimistic, enthusiastic, adventurous, honest, outspoken, independent, and consider how to positively incorporate these qualities into our lives. Flaws in an important system in our lives are revealed around the time of the eclipse, prompting us to redo or to start fresh. Something ends in order for something new to start. We may be called to give up something in order to move forward into our new chapter in our lives. Although the new may be unrecognizable, it is important to allow the unnecessary to surrender to the unknown. This eclipse occurs close to the nodal axis, and this eclipse is closer to the south node of the moon. Eclipses close to the south node tend to feel a little bit more challenging than those who conjunct or closer to the north, as we can concentrate too much on the idea that we might have let something go. Those of us with planets and points strongly stimulated by this eclipse can feel especially drained and tired, both physically and emotionally. There is a need to let go, forgive, cleanse, and release. Major developments in personal areas ruled by Sagittarius in our charts are likely to occur over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. This is the third eclipse in a series falling along the Gemini-Sag axis, and the first eclipses in the series falling along the axis occurred in November, a lunar eclipse in Gemini, and June, a lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. First quarter moon. We are moving along, you guys, moving along. Now, let's see. Do we have anything for the rest? We have eclipses listed. We have all those listed. Okay. So, the Sun is in Sagittarius until the 21st when it enters Capricorn, Mercury is in Sagittarius until the 20th when it enters Capricorn, and Venus is in Sagittarius, Mars is still in Aries. Sun is in Sag November 21st to December 21st with the Sun in Sag. Our focus shifts from the need of an intimate connection with a person and ourselves to the desire to reach out to the world and connect with something larger than ourselves. While the Sun moves through this fiery, mutable sign, we can take steps to increase our understanding and awareness of the world around us. We are more able to muster up the courage to expand our horizons and branch out into new ways of thinking. We can gain more confidence and optimism by focusing on the big picture. As we move away from our focus on the details of mundane existence, although we may be prone to overdoing our expectations, we have the opportunity to nurture our faith, hope, and vision. Just get Trump out of office and give us our fucking money. Give us $1,200 a month to live. Shit, we deserve more than that. Give us our money. It's our money. You're fucking going to get it back. People need houses. They need to pay their bills. They need to pay their car notes. It's fucking Christmas, you know, and people aren't getting... How about those kids in cages? They don't get a Christmas. Fucking, what's wrong with you? Actually, this has always been what's wrong with you. We've been through this. Come on, America. We've been on the radio show for, what, a year and some months? Go back to our first stages when we first started. It was super spicy. Boy, did we get in trouble. Now, from December 21st to January 19th, 2021, we're motivated by feelings of responsibility, ambition, and respect for law and order. Capricorn derives much satisfaction through completion and accomplishment. Standards, structures, and an appreciation for order are Capricorn themes. That's why James King Rowe does military so well. He is Capricorn to boot. If you're listening, James, hey. Anyway, let's see. Capricorn wants tangible results, knows what is feasible and what is not, and most comfortable working within an established framework and known boundaries or limits. Military is perfect for Cap. Working towards a long-term goal is most satisfying with this influence. Mercury is in Sag from December 1st to the 20th. When Mercury is in Sag, our thinking shifts from a need to plumb the depths of any given situation to the desire to learn about a wide range of topics. Ideals are sought, our thinking is more optimistic, and our faith increases. We are more equipped to believe, to persuade, and what is fair and unfair concerns us most now. However, we are not always very precise under this influence. Mercury is in Capricorn from December 2020 to January 8, 2021. Now, when Mercury is in Cap, our thinking is methodical and our focus is sober and practical. Who's drunk all the time? Whose brain is drunk all the time? Seriously. Now, it is easier to concentrate on the task at hand under this influence. Our conversations may be quite realistic or focused on business, practical matters. Our thought patterns and communication styles become more logical, orderly, and organized. We are more able to sort out what is relevant and essential. Realism enters the picture. Our speech is no nonsense, and precision becomes important to us. We need to be wary of becoming too rigid in our thinking. We may come across as cold or harsh. For some, there is a fine line between realism and pessimism. Venus is in Sag from December 15th, 2020 to Jan 8, 2021. Moving from Scorpio to Sag, romantic energy shifts from intense to buoyant. Sagittarius, of course, has its intense moments, considering it as a fire sign. However, its energy is considerably less focused. And while Scorpio is most concerned with intimacy with a specific person, Sag's love is of a more universal kind. Romantic adventures, as well as straightforward, even blunt approach to love, are on the agenda. Gone are the intricacy and complexity of Venus and Scorpio. Truth and higher meaning are things that take priority with Sag. Mars is in Aries from June 27, 2020 to January 6, 2021. This is longer than usual due to retrograde. Now Mars feels at home in one of the signs that it rules, Aries, and therefore its power is boosted. Our energy is spontaneous, forward-looking, and even courageous under this influence. Our competitive spirit is well-developed, and our goal is to win. We are active, single-minded, and confident. Our actions are direct. We instinctively find the fastest way to get from point A to point B. The shadow side of Mars in Aries is a tendency to be impatient, arrogant, impulsive, short-lived, unreflective, and self-centered. Jupiter entered Aquarius last week on the 19th, and Saturn entered Aquarius on the 17th. And Saturn divides its time between the signs of Cap and Aquarius. Saturn transited Capricorn until March 21st, 2020, and then finishes up its transit from July 1st to December 17th. Saturn transited Aquarius from March 21st to July 1st, 2020, and from December 17th to March 7th, 2023. Uranus is in Taurus from 2018. It was in Taurus from 2018 to 2018, and then March 6th, 2019, and will be there until 20, 25, 26. We approach money and personal possessions in new ways and learn how to free ourselves from certain material constraints. Innovative ways to make ourselves comfortable emerge. We're less inhibited about expressing sensuality, self-love, body love, and pampering. We're challenging what we previously valued during this cycle. There can be abrupt changes with money, valuables, possessions, and income that lead to a reshuffling of priorities or values. Income might come from non-traditional sources or ventures. We're bringing progressive ideas to the world of business. New ways of doing business, as well as making, viewing, and handling money are likely. Income and the energy we put into making money can be variable. If you are in a relationship, I'm going to tell you right now, the energy changes from intense to buoyant. It's going to be more of a energy about freedom, which is going to be most important in love relationships now. Taking a happy and enthusiastic approach to love, we might find too much intensity or seriousness depressing. We have a taste for the exotic as well, for adventure. This position is also shadowed side by restlessness and the inability to settle down, the endless searching for something bigger and better. So watch out for those floating spouses. Now, this week on Sunday and Monday, we could be uncertain how to integrate our needs for companionship with desire to be freer for independence of lifestyle. There may be a heavy or serious energy to our interactions. On Monday and Tuesday, we're likely impatient and resent feelings of being confined. Worries and insecurities are closer to the surface, which can be disruptive in our relationships, but with self-awareness can be revealing. Now, a yearning for adventure and far horizons stirs in you now. To roam and wander to seek freedom and go where no one has gone before. These things are deep and powerful longings, a time of romantic crusades, a universal love that might not be too particular. December 18 and 19, a commitment-friendly transit. Love can heal old wounds. We are open to romantic feelings. Don't get back with him. Venus quincux Uranus, December 20th to 21st. Impulsing, spending, peculiar attractions, fear of commitment, freedom versus intimacy issues. We might question whether we need more excitement in a relationship or whether we need freedom from them, yet we don't feel confident enough to rock the boat. If it's not good for you, leave. December 20 to 21, Venus parallel Saturn. We may express our affection sparingly but also responsibly and in practical ways. Relationships that begin under this influence often feel burdensome over time, but they may last longer than most. Venus sesti quadrate Mars. 21 to 22, tensions in relationships attempting to satisfy romantic needs and assertive sexual needs simultaneously can be challenging. Semi-square penis Pluto with Venus on the 22nd, tendencies to look for something wrong in a relationship. Jealousy raises its ugly head. Venus semi-square Saturn, 27-28, feelings of isolation, of not getting what we really want, and of not being loved the way we want to be loved can get in the way of pleasant relationships with our partners. So beware. And that, remember, we're in a pandemic. Don't go out if you don't have to. If you go to a restaurant and you take off your fucking mask, you are just, I'm sorry, you're stupid. And you're risking your lives and the workers who come there. Order your food and go. And wash your hands. Wear your fucking mask. God damn it, stay inside. If you're an essential worker, I'm sorry, you're doing a great job. Thank you for everyone who's having to face this pandemic and who's getting, and everyone, pray for your safety, all those who have lost their homes. Praise the gods that we all get through this. Black Lives Matter, and I'll see y'all in the morning. We will have a tarot show as soon as I get up. And that's the tea, y'all. Thank you for listening. Zen Rider out.